Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf and Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, May 27th at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, 12 o'clock Central, on this day before the AT&T Byron Nelson Classic kicks off with a 156-man field, 14 major champions entered in the event to be played at the TPC Four Seasons Resort in Irving, Texas. We'll talk a lot about that event. Unfortunately, they are ravaged with rain for probably about 25 of the last 30 days. A ton of rain fell last weekend at the Crown Plaza Invitational, about 35 miles down the road at the Colonial Country Club, forcing action to be held a little early on Saturday. They were trying to do it a little early on Sunday, but it didn't happen because they actually had rain, so they had a regular ending to the event on CBS at about a little after 6 o'clock. Won by a young man, University of Georgia, Chris Kirk, who won his fourth PGA Tour event, and he won it with a terrific 5-foot par save on the last hole to win the event, and kudos to him. Just another young Turk, if you will, young lion on the PGA Tour that makes the PGA Tour so exciting right now to watch, as many, many young players and veteran players have a chance to win any given week on the PGA Tour. I did not have Chris Kirk in my picks, but I did have Colin Montgomery at the Senior PGA Championship at the resort at French Lick in Indiana. Pardon me, and Monty won back-to-back events there in that venue, well, not in the venue, but in the tournament, the PGA Seniors. It is his third senior major championship. It gets you to wonder why he never won on the PGA Tour. Kind of got a little bit snake bit in a couple of majors that he lost in playoffs, but I think it boiled down to the fact that Monty really didn't play a lot of golf here. He did not dedicate himself by any means to the PGA Tour, which you really have to do to be embedded in the tour and have a chance to win week after week instead of coming over for 6 or 8 events a year. It's hard to do that. And he proved, frankly, that it is really hard to do, even as great as Colin Montgomery was and continues to be a force now on the Champions Tour. So congratulations to Monty and, I guess, to me since I did pick him. I will have my picks later. We will also, in today's show, have a strategy for your game, as we always do. But first, I do want to talk a bit about this event at the TPC Four Seasons AT&T Byron Nelson Classic. And the Byron Nelson is the only tournament with a named professional golfer on its title. So Byron Nelson, as they called him, Lord Byron, won 3 of the 4 majors, one of the greats of all time, retired at a young age before he turned the age of 40, just wanted to make enough money to buy a farm, and he did. And then he started giving back, and he gave back to so many people. And one of the things that he gave was his name to this event, which has meant so much to the Dallas community. The Salesmanships Club for years and years raised more charity dollars than any event on the PGA Tour. I'm actually not sure if they still hold that title, but if not, they're very, very close every year. So it's a wonderful event, fantastic name in his honor. The only thing missing is it's not a great venue. The TPC Four Seasons is a resort golf course for resort golfers. It is not an old-style course. It is not a PGA Tour mainstay course. It's just a golf course that hosts the event. I'm hoping that they come up with another host venue, and I think they are searching for that. It is a 156-man field. There are, of course, every week some great names in the event. Only 14 major champions. I say only. That's because some guys just don't play in this tournament. And until they get a great venue, they used to play it at Preston Trail, then they played it at the TPC Las Colinas. Until they get a great venue, which Dallas has, they just need to get it, they're going to have a good, solid field, but not a great field. We'll go over that right now. As a matter of fact, we've got, as I said, 14 major champions and a lot of guys who, you know, are burgeoning to get that first major, like Hunter Mahan, Dustin Johnson, Brant Snedeker, Jason Day is in the event. So, and that's just the name, just quick ones off the top of my head. A number of guys would fall into that type of category. Next week's event is the Memorial. That does, of course, get a top-notch field from around the world. It's an invitational. Then it's the FedEx at the St. Jude Classic that I say is not the most significant tournament on the PGA Tour, but yet it is the most important tournament on the PGA Tour because of the charity that it benefits. And then after that, it's on to Chambers Bay for the United States Open. By the way, qualifying for the U.S. Open will take place, the final qualifying to get in, some of the regionals and sectionals, rather, have been taking place. But the following week, generally it's the Monday and or Tuesday right after Memorial, the Memorial Tournament, that they have the final sectional and regional qualifiers to go to Chambers Bay. Okay, so in the event, I just mentioned there's a few groups that I have my eye on, as I always do. Jason Day will be playing with Brendan Todd, who is trending, and Keegan Bradley, who's not playing so great now, but we know that Keegan's talent is unapproached. Just fantastic. That group will be opposite at 12:50 on the 10th tee by Scott Brown, who's also trending, with Nick Watney and 34-time champion Vijay Singh. Then at 1 o'clock tomorrow, Jordan Spieth, Brooks Koepka, and Justin Thomas. Can you have a more interesting group? Spieth, Koepka, and Thomas, all in the same group. We'll probably have a crowd that would be as big as you could get anywhere for any tournament, with any grouping anywhere, including a Mickelson or a Tiger group. They're going to go nuts over that group. Jerry Kelly is trending, playing terrific golf. He'll be with Jason Gore and Zach Blair. Cameron Percy's in the event with Scott Pinkney and Patrick Rogers. That's a group at 150 tomorrow on the first tee. Patrick Rogers, the youngster out of Stanford, playing some absolutely spectacular golf. Looking for him in the near future to catch and win a tournament. I don't think it'll be this week, but it's coming. Brant Snedeker is playing with Matt Kuchar and 2007 Masters champion Zach Johnson. That's an interesting group. Let's see. Jimmy Walker is with Dustin Johnson and Sangmun Bae. Sangmun Bae, of course, is a former champion here at this event. Hunter Mahan with Vaughn Taylor and Scott Piercy. More on the event in a moment. Now it's time for my weekly strategy. And my strategy today is staying focused. You will always have interruptions. You will always have some kind of things that will throw off your timing on the golf course. And to continue to have good shots and good thoughts and good feelings on the golf course, at some point you have to learn, and it is an acquired learn, how to get these things, if you will, distractions, out of your mind and on the back page, not the front page. What I try to do, you know that I talk out loud, and the last thing that I say is what is on my mind's eye. So that's really good. If that has an issue, and sometimes it does, because nothing that we do is perfect, step back from the shot. If you don't feel comfortable, and I don't care if it's a little pitch shot, if it's a drive, if it's a shot in the fairway, if it is a putt, step back, regroup, get your thoughts together. It only takes a few seconds. You won't be holding up your group, but you will not have the confidence that you need unless you are completely focused. So I say the term today, regroup. Stay focused. You regroup by stepping away from the shot so as you not to create an error, and then after the shot's over, you go, gosh, I wish I'd stepped away from that. Hey, we all do it, but let's try to eliminate it one by one. Each time it comes up, think about it on the golf course, step back, regroup, and then attack your shot. Okay, now it is time. It is that time in the show when I make my picks. Last week I was close, but no cigar, as they say. Chris Kirk winning, Monty winning. I did win with Monty. This week I have Dustin Johnson, long hitting Dustin Johnson. With all the rain, I think length is going to be an advantage this week. I have Brant Snedeker, who came ever so close last week. A couple of errant shots cost him the tournament. And Dallas's own, who lives there now, Hunter Mahan. So I've got home cooking for Hunter Mahan, long hitting Dustin Johnson, and trending Brant Snedeker. So those are my picks for this week. Hope that the weather clears up there and everybody is safe in Texas. It's been miserable. Your heart does indeed go out to those folks in the entire state and on bordering states that have had just tremendous floods. Stay safe. Play great golf this week. Enjoy the TPC Four Seasons Resort, the AT&T Byron Nelson Championship. Takes place tomorrow. And those are my picks. This is Bob Geismar saying if you have any email information that you'd like to send to me, I am happy to get back to you. Sometimes it takes me a day or so, but I do get back to everyone. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, MAR.com. So until next week, Bob Geismar saying so long on One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio.